Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Call his wife and how we doing? Let's get up. Let's go. Let's start our day. Or stay in bed. I don't care. Just keep the radio on. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. One more hour as we got you until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Good morning. How we doing on this Thursday morning as our baseball teams are doing excellent? David Peterson with a complete game shutout as the Mets win their fifth consecutive game, 5-0. Over the Nationals, now 20 games over 500. A nice big fat cushion out in front of the Phillies for first place. The New York Yankees pound the Royals. They have beaten the Royals every time they've played them this year, all five times with a game looking for a sweep later tonight. Judge with another home run. The offense with another five-run inning. Their 17th five-run inning of the season already. And I know there are some issues with hitting and running in scoring position for both teams, but the Mets, the Yankees too, they're, you know, we get frustrated with their ability to manufacture a run, sacrifice fly from third. But what this team does do that without question helps you win games is have the big inning. 17 games already with a five-run inning and the entire lineup top to bottom, 10 hitters, 10 in this lineup have an OPS above major league average. Anthony Volpe is going the other way, driving in runs. Wells, off of a slow start, if you could call it that, has an above average OPS. He's on pace for about 25-90 from the catcher position, comes through with another big hit, a triple from Bellinger, the athleticism, the youth of this lineup. They've had a couple of good days. The ninth inning was a little scary, but it was actually an important ninth inning a little bit because Devin Williams comes into this game last night in a little bit of an inning that's falling apart. Like, he didn't get a clean inning. He didn't get to come in with three runs, with a three-run lead in the ninth to start the inning. Yeah, he had a three-run lead, but things were going in the wrong direction. Bad defensive plays, bad luck, bloop singles. He comes in with a couple runners on, a runner on in a situation where if he gets one guy on, you could bring the tying run to the plate, and he comes through and gets the first two batters he faces to close the game. It was actually a positive for Devin Williams. You hate to have to use him when you had a six-run lead to start the inning. But ultimately, the Yankees get another victory. They're looking for a sweep tonight. Everything is good in baseball, and then we turn to basketball, where we've created most of our focus here this morning, as it's been a nightmare as we watch this debacle of a quote-unquote plan as the Knicks look for their next head coach. And we found out a few things today. One, they're out on the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, which is fine. I don't think anyone was overly excited. I think I could have been sold on it had it happened, but I think we're all perfectly fine without getting a 37-year-old Kevin Durant who's a bit of a headache, who hasn't really fit in with any teams since winning championships with the Golden State Warriors. And that was forever ago. So I think we're all okay with that. But what we're not okay with is the idea that you can add two more names to the list of Jason Kidd with the Dallas Mavericks, Chris Finch with the Minnesota Timberwolves, Ime Udoka with the Houston Rockets, add the Atlanta Hawks. Quinn Snyder is another coach that the Knicks reached out to his organization to talk to and denied. Add Billy Donovan and the Chicago Bulls as a team and a coach that the Knicks have reached out to and been denied. That is five in the last 2 days as they try and search for the coach to replace the most successful coach they had in the last 25 years, who took them to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time in 25 years, who won a series against the defending champs as the biggest upset maybe in franchise history. And when you fire that coach, everybody told me, well, you don't do that without a plan. And this is the plan. And people are actually calling it a plan. Evan's yelling at me that it is a plan. This is the plan. Just asking, you know, a fifth of the league if they're willing to trade us their head coach. That's the plan. To have no real direction. To fire a coach who you fired because the players didn't want to play for him, because he didn't play the bench, because there were specific issues with this head coach. And instead of having a couple of names of coaches that maybe are designed to improve those specific areas, because this isn't the New York Jets. This isn't a fledgling franchise that is a disaster and you're looking for some sort of leader and direction maker and culture builder, and you could go a bunch of different ways. You could have an offensive-minded head coach, a defensive-minded head coach. It doesn't matter. You're looking to create an identity and find the right guy for a franchise that won three or four games last year. No, this is a team that won 50 games back-to-back years. A team that was two games away from beating what is right now arguably the favorite to win the NBA title, as the Pacers went up 2-1 last night over Oklahoma City because they didn't beat that team when they should have with the roster they have, when they didn't play the bench, and because the players in the exit meetings didn't like them. They fired a coach who was two wins away from getting to the NBA Finals, and the response is, well, I don't know, I guess we'll talk to everybody. Do our due diligence. That's the plan. To cast a wide net over fish who have already been caught. That's the plan. I'm having a real tough time wrapping my mind around it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. So we opened it up to the baseball a little bit there. There's another conversation we had about DJ LeMahieu. A lot of some interesting stuff with the Yankee lineup and the Mets. I mean, there's really not much to say except they are on a roll. They're playing excellent baseball in every way. McNeil coming through with big hits and changing the dynamic of the offense. They make plays defensively. Juan Soto and Pete Alonso are hot. Juan Soto is about to take off and make us all forget about his lousy April and early May. The pitching staff continues to be just absolutely astounding as David Peterson is 5-2 with a 2.49 and just came off a 9-inning complete game shutout. The baseball teams are rolling. The Knicks are spiraling. And there is a difference. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Brett in Long Island to kick off the 4 o'clock hour. Hello, Brett.
Chris, I didn't get a chance to wish your son a happy birthday yesterday. Hopefully, Daddy got you an Abdul Carter jersey not a Saquon Barkley jersey.
You're right.
Chris, why are you explaining yourself for 5 minutes and being a Yankee apologist to Mets fans?
I'm sorry?
Why do you have to explain yourself?
Yeah. I'm not explaining myself. I'm taking notes.
You're apologizing.
I'm not apologizing for anything.
You know, telling the fans, here's what I'm going to tell
Brett,
you about
what annoys me about you, answering. Brett, what annoys me about you is you asked me a question, I'm answering it, and you're jumping all over me just to repeat
the
question.
Well, you said I didn't apologize.
Let me answer the question, and then you can counter. You asked me a question. Can I answer it? Thank you. I was discussing a narrative and a trend that is starting to annoy me. that you can't say anything about. And it's not just it's Met fans about Yankees and Yankee fans about Mets. Because I'm a Yankee fan, anything I say has some sort of connotation of I'm being sarcastic or I'm being snide or it can't be true if I'm. If I'm critical of them, it's because I'm a Yankee fan. If I'm positive, it's actually a snide underlying criticism, and I'm not being genuine with my praise. Like it was, I wasn't apologizing for myself. I was sarcastically starting the conversation with, "Now look, I don't want to. I'm not killing the Mets here because it feels like no matter what I say, that's the perception of my words."
Well, as a listener, I'm telling you, I'm giving you some advice.
Oh,
all right,
thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I'm listening. I listen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We call you, right? You're a radio guy.
Yes.
You're not some guy I'm arguing with in the street. We call you for your opinions.
Right.
It's not a good look. Then why not just explain yourself to every sport? Like, you don't do
because
that with the Giants and the Jets.
Because
like,
it's not the same
truth,
dynamic.
You're going to get mad.
Because it's not the same
it
dynamic.
Like, you
no,
don't
it's
need
not.
To
no,
explain
not.
Yourself
I
to Mets fans. That doesn't sound right.
I appreciate the criticism. I really don't.
I know you're going to hang up on me,
I'm
but,
not gonna
but
hang
think
up
about
on you.
What I'm saying. And that's why I talk over, because when I make a point, you just dismiss it and then change the narrative. And, like, I'm trying to tell you.
You don't ever shut up, my God. You don't ever stop. I'm trying to tell you it was more a critique of Met fans and the way we have started to act as baseball fans than it was of me. And if you didn't get
okay,
that,
but you
I'm
were
sorry.
Saying, hey, Mets fans, I'm not getting on your team here. I'm giving you an objective.
In
you don't
an
need,
obvious, sarcastic
like
manner
I don't know.
To make a critique
know.
On how we view our host here on the station. That's why.
You just, I'm just telling you, you can get mad. You don't have to do that. Just give your opinions and points.
Now that you've made your radio
teams,
host critique.
And then I want to get to my
what is
point.
Do you really want to get to your point? Because it sounds like you want a bunch of crap.
I gave you constructive criticism, and you get angry and butthurt
about
it.
No, I don't.
That's
because
it. I wasn't mean. I wasn't
Brett,
angry.
I can't take it. Just get to your point. Get to the point.
The Yankees.
Get to the point.
Tell me. You're going to tell me your whole life. You love the Yankees as much as your family. You're going to tell me your whole life you haven't had one Mets fan. Just be honest. Because your friends are probably listening.
Hey, you know what's a
your
good look?
Your whole life.
When you ask someone a question, don't preface it with be honest with me, because you're starting a conversation insinuating I'm a liar. That's not a good look, Brett. It's not a good look as a radio caller.
I don't think you're a liar.
As someone who likes to call shows, don't preface it by I normally think you're a liar, host, but so please be honest.
No.
Well, that's what you're saying.
I'm asking the dynamic. Do you have any Mets fan in your whole life? Because I'm sure they're listening. I hope people know you. That have ribbed the heck out of you for decades. And then when you lose and they're like, oh, Yankees haven't won 15, 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. And let's just say the Mets win. And again, I'm going to ask you again. You have no animosity if the Mets start winning. How do you argue with your friends then? Tell me. I want to know the dynamic. Teach me.
Okay. Relax. One, and this is going to come off condescending. One, they've never beaten me in a big spot. My friends can say whatever they want to say. The Yankees played one significant series against the Mets, and they won the World Series in 5 games. I don't have any memory of the Mets breaking my heart, making me sad. My friends can say whatever they want. I usually do the straw man of Ted in accounting. You could, you know, whoever it is, your mailman. My brother-in-law is a big Met fan. Like, when they try and get one over on me for the last however many years, it's been nonsensical because we've lived in the playoffs and the Mets get there. They can count on one hand the amount of times they've gone back-to-back years. It's just the way it is. I'm not trying to be a jerk. That's just honestly, like, why would I care? A lot of fans in my life have ribbed me over things. I don't care about that. I don't care. I don't know any Detroit Tiger fans. I can't stand them. You know why? Because Justin Verlander stuck it up my you-know-what, and I'm tired of it. I can't stand the Anaheim Angels because they beat the Yankees, and Sean Figgins was an annoying, pesky little hitter who kept killing them, and they beat them in the playoffs in 02 and 05, and then we finally got to exact revenge in 09. That's who I hate. That's who I hate. I don't hate the Mets. If they beat the Yankees in a World Series, then I'll feel different. Do I get annoyed by people on Twitter? Sure. Do Met fans who constantly, and I was trying to give a sarcastic comment on those people, that went over your head. But yeah, sure. Do people bother me on Twitter? Absolutely. And I'll also admit, since I'm being honest, in the honest mood, if there is a brutal Yankee loss at the same time the Mets are playing or earlier than the Met game, if there is a brutal loss that just is sticking in my craw and I'm pissed off that the Yankees lost a brutal game, then I will root for misery and hope the Mets lose. I'm not above that. That's fair. I mean, I think most people are like that, but if I have a miserable loss, I'm sick to my stomach that they blew a 2-run lead in the ninth or something, then yes, I'm just scorched earth. I hope everybody feels my misery, and I'll root for the Mets to lose. Other than that, unless they're playing the Yankees, I honestly hope they win. You can believe that or not. You can believe that or not. I've been critical of them. I'm allowed to be critical of them. I've been critical of the Yankees. Believe it or not, I'm critical of the Yankees. I get my reputation because Yankee fans despise the team. Yankee fans openly despise the manager. The John Boy, who has anti-fans of their own, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but John Boy and Talking Yanks talk to Aaron Boone every week. And I'm not saying Twitter is the be-all, end-all of what a fan base is. But every week they tweet out, before the Aaron Boone interview, what should we talk to the manager about this week? Go check out the comments. Yankee fans despise Aaron Boone. So I push back on that because I think it's ridiculous to despise a manager with the winning percentage Aaron Boone has. We can be critical, and I have been. We can be disappointed and frustrated with him and Brian Cashman. They win too much to hate them as much as Yankee fans do. So I push back on it. But I'm critical. People don't want to act like I am, but I'm critical. I'm critical of both teams. And I'm complimentary of both teams. But no, the idea that the Mets win or someone's going to rub it in my face, I don't care. I don't care. I care about the Yankees as far as my fandom goes. I care about them making the playoffs. The Mets are literally as least important a series as they can play. There is not another team that they could play where the outcome impacts their ability to make the playoffs and go into a World Series run than the Mets. There's not another team, the Rockies, the Dodgers, any team in the National League, it's all the same. That's how I view it. I want to win the games, don't get me wrong. But no. I don't hate it. Nothing inside me for the years of... You got to understand, I grew up in the 90s. What are you talking about? I grew up in the 90s. I grew up in the 90s where 3 weeks before the Yankees won the World Series, our coach pointed out a day on a Tuesday afternoon and told us, if any of you go to the World Series parade, you're going to be in trouble. It's an important practice. We have a big game coming up that week. The World Series hadn't started yet, and my football coach was warning us about going to the World Series parade. That's the era I grew up in. The Yankees were going to the World Series. They were going to win the World Series. And you think I had a lot of Met fans in my life rubbing what in my face exactly? Rubbing what in my face? The first Subway Series game ever? That's it? That's it. So no, I don't have any ill will. I don't harbor any ill will. Doesn't mean there aren't dopey Met fans who don't bother me on Twitter, but no, I'm cool.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
All right, 429, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I do have one question, because I got a text from Brian Rascona. And Brian Rascona had a run-in with Brett one time filling in for me or doing the overnights, whatever night it was. And he texted me, and I saw that he texted me, and I thought for a second he was going to go, yeah, I know, Brett, how do you deal with this guy every night? No, he agreed with him. He thinks I'm lying about my feelings towards the Mets. And here's my one question. I just want to ask a question to Mets fans. Like, honestly, why do you need the New York Yankees, and specifically their fans, why do you need Yankee fans to hate the Mets? Like, I don't understand it. You got Evan saying that the Mets are the bigger rival over the Boston Red Sox for the Yankees. Like, it, I got, oh, you're full of crap. You hate the Mets. You know you do. Like, why? Why do I have to? Why isn't being a franchise run as well or better? A team on the field being as good or better? No, certainly not worse. As good or better. Why is that not enough? When you got Juan Soto, why wasn't that enough? Why do you need the Yankee fan to be devastated by it and to be pissed by it and to hate the Mets? Why does it bother you so if I say I don't hate the Mets? Because of your years of hatred of the Mets and you want to flip the script so badly that you can't tolerate that I'm not there yet? Go win the World Series. Let's have another Subway Series, beat the Yankees in six, and I will hate you. I don't care about tests from Rascona. I don't care about Positive Tommy. I don't care about my mailman. I don't care about my brother-in-law. I respect and love all of them. But I don't give a damn if they say to me, Mets are 20 games over 500. Where are the Yankees again? You know what I'll say? In first place. Congrats. Enjoy being in first place. Enjoy it. You've earned it. They're really good. The hell do I care? It's crazy to me. It's crazy. I don't understand. And there, listen, there are a fair share, many Yankee fans who clearly, since the Juan Soto in particular, and always, like Ernie Acosta, I believe, the former producer of the Midday Show, of Joe and Evan. He's a Yankee fan who hates the Mets more than anybody else. I'll never understand it. I just don't. How you could hate the Mets more than the Astros or the Red Sox or the Tigers. Or even right now, the Dodgers. I don't understand it. And if I don't understand the Met fans' need to either call me a liar or change my opinion. Like, why? Why do Yankee fans have to hate the Mets? Why is it so important? I don't understand. Enjoy that you have a freaking great baseball team and a franchise that's as well-run and well-funded as any in the sport. Including the New York Yankees. Yeah, good, Fleas. You got the super simple answer. What's the super simple answer?
It's because the Mets fan knows at minimum 99% of Yankees fans are lying about their feelings about the Mets.
It's not true.
Like, why? Ernie, I respect because yes. He's honest that he despises the Mets and does not want them to win.
Right. Well, I mean, listen.
I do agree, especially for the purposes of you hosting a show. You don't want the Mets to be terrible because then they're off the radar, hard to talk about. You don't want that. You would prefer them in the middle.
No, I wouldn't. I honestly would not. Why would I prefer them in the middle? I'm glad they're good. I am. You don't think I went to playoff games. I sat right next to Positive Tommy as Scherzer was spitting the bit. I was there.
Even that, like the little condescension. Listen,
I had to throw that in there.
And I don't think you despise the Mets as much as most Yankee fans do. So I don't think you're covering as much up. But we all know, like, if they ever did win, that hate would go from 5 to 1,000 in the blink of an eye.
If they won without beating the Yankees, I honestly don't think so. Not for me. If they beat the Yankees, yes, 100%. They beat the Yankees in the World Series. 100%. Now it becomes a different thing. If they win the World Series, I don't think I'm going to hate them all that much. And I'll tell you this right now. If it's Yankees, I pick the American League team. Mets. If it is Mets, Red Sox, Mets, Tigers, Mets, Astros, maybe if it's the Mariners or something, I don't know. But if it's Mets, Red Sox, if you think I'm rooting for the Red Sox, you're crazy.
What I will say to give credit to you, I know you, I believe you when you say that. There are Yankee fans who, if it was Mets, Red Sox, they would say they're rooting for the Mets, and secretly, they're rooting for the Red Sox because they don't want to deal with the Mets fans in their lives. You're not one of them.
I can't imagine.
But they exist, and they're the majority.
What happens? I mean, like, do your friends waterboard you? Like, what exactly happens? They talk trash to you. Okay, so what? The same kids, you know, who called me, you know, stupid and fat my entire childhood. Now I can't deal with them saying, ha ha, the Mets are better. I don't care. Like, you have friends. We bust each other's balls about everything. Everything. That's what we do. All we do, I have a group chat with the same, like, 8 kids that I grew up with in high school. Every other tweet is an insult towards someone in the chat.
But as a Yankee fan, you've been holding the Trump card your entire life. And if that goes away, you will not like it.
I don't want to lose the Trump card. I'll give you that. I don't want to lose the Trump
card. Is it still fun talking to Red Sox fans as it was in the 90s? After 04 and then they won a couple more?
I guess not. I don't remember. It was 20 years ago. I know that right now I still think the Yankees are a better franchise than the Red Sox are, despite you can go back 20 years and count championships.
But it doesn't matter to the Red Sox fan because they beat you en route to their first one and they've won more since. So in their minds, the rivalry is kind of over, so you can't hold anything over them anymore.
I know, but
regardless of what you believe.
That's true.
And the Yankee fan doesn't want to lose that with the Mets, too. Listen, big brother, when you're playing 1-on-1 to 11, you want your little brother to score 3 points. You don't want him to beat you.
Oh, nobody wants anybody to beat me, of course. I don't want him to beat me.
But especially him.
I don't view it that way. I honestly don't. I don't want to lose to them. Don't get me wrong. And maybe if it's the, maybe because I don't view one season as some sort of alter, I guess if the Mets are the team in town for the next decade and win 4 or 5 championships and the Yankees are, you know, floundering, yeah, I'm open to my mind being changed. But even if the Mets win this World Series this year and the Yankees lose to the, again, because it can't be in the World Series because that would obviously piss me off. Say the Yankees lose to the Texas Rangers, I don't know, the Yankees lose to the Detroit Tigers, right? The best team in the American League right now. If the Yankees lose to the Tigers, and then the Mets win the World Series, one, during the World Series, you bet your ass I am rooting for the Mets over the Detroit Tigers. I promise you that. And then even if the Mets win the World Series, I'm not going to have some fundamental feeling of now they're big brother. I still won't. It's one championship. I've seen 5 in my lifetime. It's one. Congratulations. You got to show me again you'll be back here again next year and the year after that. I have every confidence with how they're being run that that will be the case. But until it happens, and again, why do we get so hung up on what our friends will say or what our coworkers will say or what the guy down the street will say? Does that really impact your life that much? Because I got to be honest with you. If it does, you got to calm down. That's the least of my worries. The least of my worries is what my brother-in-law is going to say when I see him on Father's Day. Like, that's the least of my worries. I don't care. Jose in Waterbury. What's up, Jose?
Hey, what's up, C-Mac? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Listen, C-Mac, I listen to the show all the time. You probably don't remember me, but I do call quite often. And I know my one call is not pushing the needle either way for your show. I just want to make 2 points. And the first one, I don't want to harp on it, but Brad, whatever guy's name is who calls you, it's not really entertaining anymore. Actually, I turn the station as soon as he calls because It doesn't seem like it's about sports anymore. Now it's just personal.
Right.
And I think it takes away from the show. I think you have a great show, and I don't always agree with you because a lot of things you say,
sure,
especially about Aaron Rodgers and stuff, I respectfully disagree. But if it gets to that point where you pick up the call and he's just ranting, I don't think it's fair. Like, I don't want to hear that. So I changed the station.
Well, but thank you for the constructive criticism. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I hear you. You're not the first person to say it. I'm trying. I got to figure out a way to handle Brett a little because it was just yelling at each other. But good.
Yeah. Yo, C-Mac, that's worse than the guy who calls and repeats that guy's name a million times.
Oh, the Buchanan guy?
At least that guy's 3 seconds and he's gone. This dude rambles and babbles for... Like, come on, man. That's ridiculous. But I digress. Let me just say something about the Mets and the Yankees. The gentleman who you just spoke to, he said the Red Sox feel like there's no right. You know, they're even. Mm-hmm. How are you even? The Yankees have won so many times. It's like the kid who says they're losing 20-0 in basketball and goes next basket wins. It doesn't work like that. You don't just win a couple championships and then, all right, well, we're even. No, we're not even.
No, I understand that, but a lot of the championships were before any of us were born. In the last 20 years, since 2004, when they beat the Yankees, they won in 04, 07, 13, and 18, and the Yankees won once in 09. So,
okay,
I don't disagree with you.
I've seen a lot of World Series since I've been watching, and it's not one of those things where now we're even. No, we're not.
I agree.
We're really not. I've been watching since I was a kid. I've been watching since the 70s, and I'm not just going to delete the wins. Like, hey, congratulations, you won some World Series championships, but
no,
you're still not there.
I don't disagree, Jose. And again, it's an arbitrary number to just start at 2004, other than the dynamic shift of that series. Because if you go back to 96, then the Yankees are the better team. You go back to almost any other time in history. And I don't care about any of that. Let's just go back to 2020. Let's go back the last 5-6 years. The New York Yankees are the far better organization over the last. How many times have the Red Sox finished in last place over the last 6 years? But they'll always have. There's no doubt until the Yankees beat them again in the postseason. The Red Sox has that. There's no doubt the dynamic has shifted.
They didn't just win one, they won four. And they beat the Yankees on way to doing the first one. Like, it has been a dynamic shift. You can't deny that. But again, I don't have enough Red Sox fans in my life to give a damn. And even if I did, I think I'd struggle giving a damn. Maury in Belmore. What's up, Maury?
Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro.
I got really the whole thing that goes on with the call. It is 11, you know, Facebook.
Nah, we don't have to talk about it constantly.
It has become a little tiresome. But number one, yes, on the Yanks-Mets thing, it is interesting that the Mets fans won. The truth is, I don't hate the Mets. I hate the fans. Not the Mets. I love watching the Mets. I'm watching the game. I enjoy them. So I think that's the problem. Guys, take it easy. Win 27, then we'll take you serious. But that I'm being a little facetious. My point is, calm down. Sorry we don't hate you. You're not that good. And then last but not least, this plan, this master plan, this big trade, this was Dolan. Because without a plan, without having somebody already in place, it stinks that he has his fingerprints all over it. And I wish we weren't there again with them, because so many great strides. And let's not forget, Tibbs wasn't always a great coach. We lost a few games. But guess what? I don't see anyone out there that we could talk to better than him.
Yeah, no, and that's the point, Maury, and thank you for the call. That's the point. I don't know if there is. Right now, the options aren't all that better. And we knew that it wasn't going to be that there would be a good chance that you wouldn't hire a coach, you know, as successful as Tibbs, when, you know, you could hire a first-time head coach. Like, but what I don't get is, when you're this close, this is not a bad team looking for a new direction where you cast a wide-open net and you're willing to talk to all different kind of coaches and all different kind of people to see who stands out at you as a leader to bring the franchise back to prominence, or to build a culture, or to build a identity. Like, this is a team that was two wins away from going to the NBA Finals against the team, and lost to a team that right now has a lead in the NBA Finals. He was fired for a specific reason and specific flaws. There's no direction to this as like, oh, we're going to hire this type of coach that can best suit this roster. Now it's just like, let's talk to everybody. That's not a plan. It's just not a plan. I don't care what Evan says. I don't care what anybody says. You can call anything a plan. They could just sit back and wait and not do anything. And, you know, wait for offers from agents and coaches to call them. That's a plan, I suppose. It doesn't make it, this is a reaction to not having a plan. And to the candidates, they're all over the place. We haven't heard a single candidate yet, and I'm sure we will. But we haven't heard a single candidate yet that's available. Not one. We've heard five names of coaches who aren't available. That's the search. The search right now is we get to pick of five guys who we can't pick from.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 450. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Let's finish it up rapid fire style as we take your calls all the way up until, 10 more minutes in the warm-up show at 5 a.m. Tommy in Astoria. What's up, Tommy?
Hello, Chris.
Tommy.
Well, I tell you one thing. As a Mets fan, one good byproduct when the Yankees are winning is you have an extra little pep in your step I always like. I notice your yes there is always a little longer and a little louder when the Yankees win a couple of
games. That is true. That's probably true. You could probably ask my wife. I'm in a much better mood when the Yankees are winning. That is true.
And wasn't the Yankee season on the brink? Apparently, people.
Oh no! So after Sunday's loss, it was against the Red Sox. It was very much in jeopardy the entire Yankee season. Absolutely.
Yeah, they have a pretty easy schedule the rest of June. They're going to be fine. It's really hitting home. I mean, if the Dodgers pitching can't get together this year, we're really looking at a Subway Series. And I'll be honest with you, the thought of that just terrifies me because I know you're a lunatic, I'm a lunatic. Yeah. I don't think I can live through 7 games.
No, I don't disagree with that.
It would be enjoyable. Yeah,
and that's a fair point. I guess that's the best point. Now that you put me in that position, and we talked about the Subway Series and the Yankees losing to the Mets and how I would feel, I guess that's how you know it is a little bit different because the idea of playing anyone else in the World Series the sound of it doesn't make me feel the agita that just saying Yankees Mets would. You're right. Because it would everyone here, everyone involved, it would be nonstop. You wouldn't be able to get away from it. If they lose, you know what's coming. And again, I admit, the losing would change my mind. I will hate them. I will hate the Mets the minute they beat me. And I don't mean sweeping the Subway Series of the regular season. It sucked. And last year was brutal. Nobody. I know the Yankees ended up going to the World Series. But nobody rubbed it in their face the way the Mets did last year. Nobody. The Red Sox played really well against them. That famous moment where, Cole walks Devers and then gets his ass kicked. Like, the Red Sox, despite not having a great year, played very well against the Yankees and kicked the tar out of them a couple times. The Yankees had some ugly losses. They fell down in Baltimore, But nobody rubbed it in their face last year like the Mets. They pounded the Yankees. Pounded. And I still don't hate them. Honestly, don't. They signed Juan Soto. I don't hate them. Believe it or not, I don't. I'm watching the game last night. I'm rooting for Juan Soto to hit a home run. I know people can't understand that. He's not with the Yankees anymore. I can't go back in time. He was there for 1 year. I didn't fall in love with him. He's a great player. I wanted him back, but he's not Derek Jeter. He's not Jorge Posada. He's not Mariano Rivera, Andy Pettit. He's not a core four member. He's there for 1 year. It sucks. I wanted him. I'm disappointed the Yankees didn't do more to keep him. I'm still concerned Plan B sucks compared to Juan Soto, although the team this year you could argue is better because how good Max Fried has been. I wanted him. I loved him being a Yankee. I wanted him back. He's not. Does it really matter all that much that he's a Met as opposed to anything else? Like, honestly, what if you think I'm happier, I would have been happier with him going to the Boston Red Sox, which was a possibility for a while, or the Toronto Blue Jays, never thought that was realistic, but it was being discussed. You think I'd rather see him in the division every day? I wouldn't. Call me crazy. I wouldn't. Omar in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar?
How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy? How are you handling the search right now? You feeling good about the coaching search?
Let me ask you. I understand that you didn't want your tips to fire. Do you really, honestly speaking, every year, as you see this playoffs, I told you, I didn't tell you, I was dancing yesterday on the game funds when he. I'm not rooting for Halliburton. I root for Rick Carlisle. He's the best coach in this league. I root for him when LeBron James, and so-called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, mm-hmm. and they got their experience with Jason Kidd.
Yep.
Why I want Jason Kidd, that if they have to go do a pick to him, because he and Rick Carlisle were the reason that LeBron James didn't win that championship when everybody expect them. And everybody expect this year Oklahoma Thunder to win in a gentleman sweep. So,
yeah,
2-1 up Indiana Pacers, 2-1 up Indiana Pacers, Rick Carlisle. And I think that we are going to face every year now, Indiana Pacers aren't going to be in our way. So we have to beat Indiana Pacers. So the coaching, now you can see it. That 5-10 minutes of that bench, if he would have played, it would have made a difference. The guy plays his bench and it makes a difference. But this coach is so stubborn that I love Josh Hart to the limit. But Josh Hart had a terrible series. Terrible series.
Yes.
40 minutes per game in that series. Josh Hart, everybody who can see as a Knicks fan, that take him out, put McBride in, put Shamet in, and it would have made a difference. We could have won, and we would have been playing in NBA Finals this time around. So what is the consequences? Bring him back, win 50 games, and lose another one? I have seen this with Patrick Ewing. 10 years, 12 years in a row, playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals, semifinals, Chicago Bulls, Indiana Pacers, Houston Rockets. I have seen it all. I have Leon Rose and our owner, if they have balls that they're going to pay $30 million to this guy and search for a new coach, and if they have to give a pick for Jason Kidd, give that pick. Because the guy who can face Rick Carlisle and all knows all his tricks is Jason Kidd, how he did it. And now we have to face Indiana Pacers and beat them in a 7-game series. That's why we need a new head coach. The guy doesn't want to change, and it was time. Thank you very much, Tibbs. We enjoy your success, and you had a good run, but you cannot. I want to see championship before I am dead. Maybe James Dolan is saying that. All right, that's it.
Okay, fine. But now, what do we think about the search for the head coach? Dallas said no. We'll see if they can make it happen, but they're not even listening to trading a pick for Jason.
Let me tell you, Ananobi, but Ananobi trade happened 2 years in a row. They were searching for Ananobi. And I was sleeping. I work overnight, and in the daytime, that trade happened. And my son, this trade happened. I said, this guy wants Ananobi for 2.5 years. This Rose wants Jason Kidd, he's going to get it. But basically, what I'm saying is, Carl Anthony Towns said, Carl Anthony is a good coach. Brunson said, Jason Kidd is a very good coach. I think Bryant is the coach, but he's doing the due diligence to tell his main players, look, we searched for it. It was not available, but this is the head coach. But Brunson likes Jason Kidd, and Carl Anthony Towns likes Fitch. That's why they went for it. And Zuka, everybody loves him the way he handled Houston Rockets. So there is...
Yeah, and so you cut out there, Omar. Yeah, okay. Everybody loves everybody. So that's just, you know, let's just ask a quarter of the league if we could have their coach. I have a real problem with the search. I have a real problem. It's not a plan. I don't care what anybody says. This is not a plan. It's a reaction. They fired the coach. They had no plan. This is their reaction. Let's cast a wide net. We'll try and talk to this one. We'll try and talk to that one. They haven't even yet talked to a coach that isn't under contract. And I'm with you. I think Kidd is the best option. I want Jason Kidd. I want to figure out a way. And if the reports were true a couple days ago that Jason Kidd has mutual interest, they need to find a way to get him to convince Dallas to let him go. But other than that, none of these names excite me. And you say, oh, they got to beat Rick Carlisle. Got to beat Rick Carlisle. He had to go. He can't beat Rick Carlisle. Okay. Let's see if Johnny Bryant can beat Rick Carlisle. Show me how you're going to get a coach. And you really believe, like, this is where I have a problem with. I hear you, man. And he should have played the bench more all year. You play more Shamit was the answer to beat this team? That was the answer. More Shamit. I have a tough time going with that one. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Fleegs on the other side. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 a.m. for a Friday morning. We'll get you through to the weekend. More baseball to come. Mets in the afternoon. Yankees tonight. I'll catch you tomorrow, 2 a.m. Warm-up show's next. Bye-bye.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.